This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The movie A Dog's Purpose, which I enjoyed, was cleared by a third-party audit of subjecting a dog to stress during the filming of the movie. The charge held up the premiere, and I went to it after learning that PETA and other animal rights groups were boycotting it. The American Humane Association, a bona fide animal welfare group, had supervised the treatment of dogs on the movie set and had contested the charges, calling them false. An investigation discovered that the video used as evidence had been faked, deliberately edited for the purpose of misleading the public. One dog appeared stressed but was appropriately responded to, and the scene did not proceed as insinuated in the edited misleading version in the video. The dog was checked out by a board-certified veterinarian who found it to be okay and was returned to filming. All was handled appropriately. PETA lied. Now, who would have been surprised by that? They should be sued for every cent that any fool would donate to the loony group. It was obvious that the doctored video was intended to damage the movie at the box office. I'm a big dog lover, and my spaniel is never very far away from me when I write or record these reports. The movie gets 5 stars. PETA doesn't like the use of any animals for any type of entertainment, be it the circus or film. Those taglines that say no animals were hurt or injured in the filming of this movie are not good enough for them. I think that it's time that we get more aggressive in combating the lies put out by animal rights groups such as PETA, and specifically the Humane Society of the United States, HSUS. Humane Watch is a group that looks out for livestock producers' interest relative to attacks by animal rights extremists. They bumped the defense up to a new level with a Super Bowl ad roasting the HSUS. The ad was a parody of the one the HSUS uses to deceive the public into making contributions to the organization by falsely suggesting with pictures of sad-looking cats and dogs that their contribution goes to funding animal shelters. The 2017 Super Bowl ad entitled Lawyers in Cages, put out by the group Humane Watch, blasted the Humane Society of the United States. Here is the satirical but honest transcript of the ad. Every day, thousands of lawyers and lobbyists around the country find themselves out of work and unemployed. These lawyers don't have a vacation home. Pictures of sad-looking lawyers are scrolled. For just $19 a month, you can join the Humane Society of the United States in our fight to hire more lawyers. People often think that we run pet shelters, but that simply isn't true. We don't run a single one. And we only give 1% of your money to pet shelters. Our real goal is to get the government to pass laws that eliminate farms with animals. We're basically PETA with suits and deodorant. Your $19 a month will help us hire even more lawyers and lobbyists. Our massive fundraising operation collected $130 million last year, but we need more. If these lawyers could talk, they'd tell you they desperately need you to help them right now. To see the ad yourself, Google HSUS Super Bowl ad. You're listening to the Comstock Report. China is getting serious about reducing its backed-up corn supply. It had grown so large that it was beyond what was needed for a reasonable reserve, and they could not keep it in condition. While they shut U.S. corn imports off via GMO trade barriers, they were still obligated to take some corn from Ukraine in barter agreements for infrastructure payments. The loopholes in their import regimen allowing sorghum and DDGs to come in have been shrunk. They have reduced subsidies to producers, and China's corn acreage is expected to decline about 1.67 million acres this year, making those acres available to soybeans. Their yields are improving, so it will take a while to make a dent in the Chinese corn stocks. They have not, however, gone into an export mode, allowing stocks to decline by attrition. Chinese corn production is expected to be 215 million metric tons this year, which is about equal to estimates of what they have in reserve. It is not far from equaling world-ending stocks of 221 million metric tons. The corn in China's reserve would be like sitting on a 15 billion bushel carryover here, supported by the government. Some of that support would appear to be in violation of WTO agreements. Exports have been strong, but part of it is in response to President Trump's trade threats. His conduct worries friend and foe alike, and they will build new relationships along with inventories of grain, soy, and meat that they typically rely on the U.S. for as a prime supplier. That is in order to cover the risk that they see ahead. Export sales are currently strong from this inventory building, giving the impression that everything is peachy keen for a U.S. export demand. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com. or call 712-933-9400.